Hello, and thanks for tuning in to this podcast recorded at Hope Lutheran Church in Toledo, Ohio. The following scripture reading and sermon were recorded during regular worship on Sunday morning. We can be found on the web at hopetoledo.net. Check us out, or better yet, check us out in person at our regular worship services. Blessings to you this day.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. So the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify. It was also because they heard that he had performed this sign that the crowd went to meet him. The Pharisees then said to one another, "You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite our young people to come up and join me. Throughout this Lenten season, we have focused on this theme of again and again finding ourselves in the same kind of moments, again and again finding those spaces where we are caught in lament, where we are caught in grief, where we are caught in the times crying out to God, "How long will this continue?" Again and again, we find ourselves being reminded and reminding others of how deep and amazing God's love is for us. Again and again, finding times to celebrate, to reach out, to challenge, to serve. Again and again, we find ourselves in need of courage. Our theme for today, we draw on courage on this Palm Sunday, as we both celebrate, but we know what is ahead as well. We know how quickly shouts of Hosanna change to shouts of Crucify. It's hard to not look too far ahead, but let's take this moment to stay in Palm Sunday for just a moment, to help give us courage for what is ahead. Looking at this word, courage, reminded of all of the interviews, interviewing someone after an act of courage, and one of the questions is usually, "Well, weren't you afraid?" And I think people expect the answer to be, "Well, no, I wasn't afraid, that's why I acted." But more often than not, the answer is, "Of course, I was afraid, but I still acted." Courage is not lack of fear. It's acting even when there is reason to be afraid. The root of courage, though, the word comes from the Latin word for heart. It's why sometimes when saying have courage, take heart. Take heart as you move along, as you go forward into those things that cause fear, cause anxiety, cause anxiousness. Take courage and take heart. It's appropriate for this Palm Sunday. It's appropriate for all of the things happening in our reading. You heard at the beginning of the service just a few verses out of our gospel reading for Palm Sunday, but I just read the longer account there to get some context before and after. And it begins in John's gospel with someone we had met a little while before, Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Jesus is once again gathered with Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha. They're sharing a meal, and Martha is back to serving and cooking and preparing for everyone. And Lazarus is gathered again now with the family at the table. And Mary is again sitting at Jesus' feet, this time anointing them with perfume, a scent that fills the house. The spotlight is on this family. And it kind of bookends because we hear about Lazarus at the end too, but not just on this family. There are a few others who play a part of this story and will be important in the days to come. You have Mary, Martha, and Lazarus who are celebrating with Jesus, and you have Judas who is questioning or skeptical of it all. You have the crowds who are flocking to see this one who raised Lazarus from the dead, and the religious leaders who wish it would all just go away quietly and things could go back to what they had been, maintaining the status quo. Jesus is, after all, a threat not just to the religious leaders, but also to their space in the political world. They call Jesus a king that won't sit well with the Romans who occupy the land. Palm Sunday is in the midst of all of this, in the midst of Mary and Martha and Lazarus and the crowds celebrating and praising, in the midst of Judas and religious leaders accusing, pointing fingers, wanting it all to go away. This is an artist's rendition of Palm Sunday that drew my attention this past week. You see the hands at the top pointing in accusation. You see the hands at the bottom raised in praise. The palm branches, and there in the middle is Jesus holding on to the donkey. Maybe not riding at this point, but I have to imagine that Jesus needed a little courage. In the midst of all the noise, both celebration and accusation, there was Jesus with a donkey. Maybe the donkey, in all of its simplicity and quietness, was able to give him a little courage for what was to come, for being at the center of all of the eyes and all of the pointing. Maybe I just latch on to this image because as I saw it, I was reminded of images from my childhood. Many of you know that I have a cat who makes frequent appearances on my social media, but long before I had a cat, I grew up with a Saint Bernard. Sadie was not super courageous on her own, but she dearly loved me and she was willing to protect me from anything and everyone. And when I was afraid or nervous or anxious, she would somehow know and quickly come over and allow me to just plop on top of her or wrap my arms around her neck. And I was never braver than when the Saint Bernard was nearby. She might be scared, but she could have courage for me and gave me plenty of courage in return. Where are the people, the places, the pets that give you courage? Who helps walk with you and beside you, giving you courage for all of the things you face. The good moments, the challenging moments, the days ahead when you can't do it on your own, when you need to draw on courage. In the middle of all of the noise, in the middle of all of the shouts, whether of praise and acclaim, whether of condemnation, we draw on courage together. We have the people, the pets, the places, the experiences in our life that help us, but we're also reminded that our faith gives us courage. As we hold on to those palm branches, or as in the coming minutes and days, as we hold on to bread and wine, as we hold on to the people, to the prayers, as our heads are filled with the voices, the songs, we gain courage for the days ahead, remembering God's love for us. And it gives us courage to speak out, to share that grace, that love, that forgiveness. It's not always easy. In the devotions that went along with this worship series, there is a poem for this Palm Sunday that touched me this week. It goes like this. I wonder if Jesus could feel his heartbeat in his throat the way I do when I'm afraid. I wonder if he had to take deep breaths in through his nose and out through his mouth, tricking his body into a state of calm. I wonder if he was nauseous like I am when I'm headed into a hard conversation. I wonder if he had to summon his courage, tucking fear away so that he could hold on to what mattered most with both hands. There are many things we can wonder about. There are many moments when we each need to draw on courage. Remember, God is with you. Remember, God's love goes with you. Hold on to it with both hands. Allow it to fill you and give you courage for the days ahead, into this Holy Week, into our lives, for the rest of our lives. I invite you to stand as you are able and to pray with me. God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for palms and for praise, for walking with us and giving us courage for whatever we may face. Be with us in the days ahead. Be with us through this Holy Week and through the work we have to do in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. We continue with